Welcome to the Wildcard Weekly Rewind. I'm your host, Hannah Brown. Today is Sunday, November 21st, and Thanksgiving is around the corner. Let's get into some news. Otterbein's Coordinated Community Response Team, or CCRT for short, and the Women's Gender and Sexuality Center are working together to prevent violence on campus. CCRT is working to make violence inaccessible on campus. Otterbein also received a grant for around $300,000 from the Violence Against Women's Office. CCRT's next meeting is on November 30th in Roush Hall 114 from 10 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Meetings are open to students. In other news, Otterbein is sticking to the new vaccine rules for the upcoming semester. Students need to be vaccinated or have an approved religious or medical exemption form. Students who register without either will have their schedules dropped by January 5th. So be sure to show proof of vaccination or have an exemption for attending classes next semester. Otterbein made these mandates to make the campus safer and get the campus moving out of the pandemic environment on campus. Now to Chase Nelson with the sports.
Hello friends, welcome back to another week of Otterbein Sports Updates. This week Otterbein showed the grit and pride it takes to be a partner. First up, the men's soccer team beat Trine 5-1 but lost to Chicago 2-0, eliminating them from the Division 3 tournament. The women's volleyball team lost to Calvin 1-3 in sets in the Sweet 16, ending their playoff run for the season. The men's basketball team jumped out to a great start to open their season as they beat Denison 81-58 and Franklin 76-66. The girls' basketball team had their opening games this week as they beat North Park 68-61 and losing to Wheaton 62-32. The Otterbein football team lost their last game of the season to Wilmington 37-33 as they finished 1-9 for the season. Coming up next week, we have a few of our winter sports starting up on our home turf. Tuesday, November 23rd, the men's basketball team will play Waynesburg. Game starts at 7. Also on Tuesday, November 23rd, the women's basketball team will host Waynesburg at 5. So as always, stay healthy, safe travels, and good luck to all our athletes.
Thanks, Chase. Here are some important dates to look out for. Thanksgiving break will start on November 24th, and we'll be back on November 29th. Enjoy the break and try not to eat too much. On Tuesday, November 30th, Kelly Fox, a faith organizer with the Ohio chapter of the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Justice, will have a talk about transformative justice from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. in Towers Hall, 239. For more on these stories, or if you missed any of these important dates, check out tncmedia.org. Now for some showcase spotlights. On Monday from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., Hannah's Happy Hour will be having a Thanksgiving show. On Tuesday from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., The Tea will also have a Thanksgiving show talking about the best foods to eat on the holiday. This is brought to you in collaboration with WOBN 97.5, FM The Wildcard, and tncmedia.org. Tune in next time for your weekly rewind.